The Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes to make it bear more fruit. You have already been cleansed by the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me, as I abide in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me, you can do nothing. Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch and withers. Such branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. The Gospel of the Lord. Jesus is speaking to his disciples in our gospel today about how they should live in him. And he uses this metaphor from the vineyard where he describes himself as this vine. And I'm going to set this right here. He describes himself as a vine and his disciples as the branches. And his Father is the vine grower. But unless you live in wine country or are an avid gardener, this metaphor might miss its target. Now, if Jesus was speaking these words in Skokie today, he might use something that we are more familiar with, like tree imagery. He might say something like, I am the trunk, and my Father is the arborist. He removes every branch in me that is weak or overgrown. Weak and overgrown branches are dangerous, both for the tree and for those around the tree. When Amanda and I moved to Morton Grove, the tops of our trees around our house were very overgrown. Without being pruned by an arborist, these overgrown treetops would make the trees vulnerable to insects and disease. We didn't know it, but there was a certain branch on our back tree which had become particularly weak. And at one time, the branch was healthy, and it was a thriving part of the tree. But like many other branches in our yard, the overgrown canopy deprived it of air and of sunlight, the things that that branch needed to grow. Last summer, I was outside mowing my lawn, oblivious to this weak branch that was hanging over my head. And it was a beautiful day. The sky was a rich blue. Sunlight bathed the yard. And as I mowed, the gentle breeze that was blowing gradually grew stronger. I knew rain was coming. And by the time the clouds had moved in, that breeze had become a firm, stiff wind. The tops of the trees danced before the coming storm, and I quickened my pace to finish my work when I heard a crack above me. Something large and branchy fell to the ground, only a few feet within reach of my arm. It was the weak branch, and it had missed my head by this much. When I got inside, I told Amanda that we needed to call a tree trimmer because neither of us wanted weak or dead branches falling on us with a new puppy and with a baby on the way. But we had the arborist come out, and when he did, we had him remove all of the dead branches and all of the weak branches from our trees. We also had him thin out those overgrown treetops to make room for healthier growth, like the arborist. The vine grower prunes the vine, cutting back the branches so that only the strongest and the healthiest remain. Now, the prophets often thought about God's chosen people as a vine growing in God's vineyard. God intended to bless the world with the fruit of this vine. But too often, the fruit that grew was wild. According to Jesus, the time had come to cleanse the vine of all branches that failed to bear fruit. Jesus taught, saying, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit." This cleansing meant a dramatic reorientation of God's chosen people around Jesus, the true vine running through the law and the prophets. It meant cutting back branches whose spirituality was weakened by entrenchment and self-interest. It meant removing the spiritually dead branches who sought life apart from God and had no interest in the welfare of their neighbors. This cleansing had radical consequences for life in Jesus' day, enough so that it led to his crucifixion. And today, this cleansing also has radical consequences for our lives. Like overgrown, fruitless branches, we are encouraged to gorge ourselves on light and air, as if our lives depended on something other than God. We constantly put out new shoots, always reaching for more when we should be busy producing the fruit of our salvation. Too often, we protect our own interests, putting ourselves and our loved ones first, while leaving our neighbors vulnerable. Too often, we cut down the messenger for sharing a prophetic word that doesn't fit in with our understanding of the world. Too often, we dig in our heels because we are afraid of what we might lose when we should trust our resurrected Lord to bring about a new creation. When this happens, we endanger the vine, we endanger our neighbor, and we endanger ourselves. For Jesus said, "Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch and withers. Such branches are gathered and thrown into the fire and burned." As people who value and respect life, we want to bless every branch that grows. It breaks our hearts to think that any branch, whether we're talking about individuals or whether we're talking about congregations, should be cut off from the vine and thrown into the fire. But the vine grower does not cut without knowledge or without purpose. Neither does the arborist. For when Amanda and I had our trees trimmed, I was amazed by how many branches were removed. Our trees looked more like lanky broccoli florets than the robust sky bushes that we had when we had moved in. In the following days, I began to notice a difference in our yard. The lawn was clear of branches for the first time ever. When a storm did blow the occasional branch down, it was much smaller than the one that nearly fell on my head last summer. The overgrowth, which was threatening our neighbor's roof and depriving our side garden of sunlight, was gone. Every branch that the arborist removed was removed with knowledge. Every cut that the arborist made was made with purpose. Our trees were ready for a new growing season, and they should be stronger and healthier than they were the year before. Like the arborist, health, life, and growth are the vine grower's objectives. Every branch that is removed and every cut that is made helps the vine to fulfill its true purpose, to bear fruit in and for the world. Jesus taught, saying, "Every branch that bears fruit, the vine grower prunes, to make it bear more fruit. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. God's chosen people have always been chosen to bless the world with the fruit of their relationship with God. God chose the descendants of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob for this special task. And God includes you and me through baptism into Jesus' death. Through baptism, we enter into a spirituality of pruning, where old ways of life are constantly removed, making room for new growth. God's word takes what is overgrown in our lives and our faith communities and cuts it back. We are reminded that our life is not grounded in what we do, but our life is grounded in the vine alone. Our time and our energy are redirected into producing the fruit of salvation. We cultivate an awareness of how our greedy shoots threaten to beat our neighbors to their daily bread. And we discover the truth of a messenger's prophetic words, and they take root in our hearts. We accept the loss that we fear with faith, trusting that the vine grower is preparing us for a new season of growth. This kind of spirituality affirms God's good name because it depends completely on God for everything good and shares the fruit of God's blessing with the neighbor. The image of the vine and the branches has helped generations of disciples understand how they should live in Jesus. This image helps us understand God's true purpose for our lives. We are not made for self-indulgence, just as our congregation was not planted to serve within these four walls. We were created with a purpose, and that purpose is to share the fruit of salvation in and for the world. Seasons of loss are followed by seasons of growth. Weak and dead branches are removed while fruitful branches are made to bear more fruit. The good news of Jesus Christ sets us free from self-preservation to share what we have received from God's own loving and generous hand. Jesus is the vine. We are the branches. Our life and our salvation come through Christ alone.